First public impeachment hearing flops, draws 13 million viewers. By Hannah Blow on November 14, 2019. Wednesday's highly anticipated public impeachment hearing amounted to a ratings flop, with only 13 million viewers tuning in, according to reports. The hearing, which featured Bill Taylor, acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, and George Kent, a senior State Department official, was teased as a bombshell, given House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff's DCA, allocating Democrats more time to dominate and minimize GOP voices in the first hour. Nonetheless, Democrats failed to live up to the hype, as reflected in viewership. According to Axios, Wednesday's lackluster impeachment hearing drew just 13 million viewers. The number pales in comparison to those who viewed former FBI Director James Comey's June 2017 testimony and Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's September 2018 hearing, which saw 19.5 million viewers and 20 million viewers, respectively. Of the cable news networks, Fox News led the pack with 2.9 million viewers between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. EST, followed by MSNBC with 2.7 million, per Axios. CNN fell over 1 million viewers behind Fox News, attracting 1.8 million viewers. ABC edged out CBS, but both drew around 2 million viewers, followed by NBC with 1.7 viewers. The numbers, however, do not reflect those who watch the debate on alternative platforms, as Axios noted. The impeachment hearing left many Democrats feeling, privately, deflated. Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., masterfully made a mockery of Schiff's star witness by demonstrating Taylor's stunning lack of knowledge. The hearing forced impeachment-driven Democrats and establishment media outlets to tweak the narrative to focus on what they now claim is President Trump's attempted crimes, bribery and extortion, despite a lack of basis for either accusation. This exchange between Representative Joaquin Castro, DTX, and Wednesday's witnesses laid out the new narrative. "So, ambassadors, is attempted murder a crime?" he asked, repeating his question. "Is attempted murder a crime?" "Attempted murder is a crime," Taylor said. "Is attempted robbery a crime?" he asked. "Neither of us is a lawyer," Taylor began before Castro interrupted. "I think anyone in this room could answer that question," he said. "I'll go out on a limb and say yes it is," Taylor said. "Is attempted extortion and bribery a crime?" Castro asked, trying to draw a parallel. "I don't know, sir," Taylor said. The second round of public impeachment hearings, featuring former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch, will air Friday at 9 a.m. EST.